Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I am a psychic intuitive medium practicing for God. I don't even want to say it, but over 20 years. doing it a long time. And you may have seen me on Lifetime's America's Psychic Challenge or Couples Therapy. I used to do a CBS radio show, which was a lot of fun. Not quite as much fun as Blog Talk Radio, though we had some really great guests on that show, which was nice. We had a lot of celebrities, mainly actors, come on and talk about spirituality and how, you know, it affects their work. And, you know, part of what I do as a psychic and a medium is, you know, I guide my clients to help them use their own intuition in their own lives, whether that's work, love, whatever area. You know, it is a tool. It is something that we can learn to tap into. You know, people ask me, well, how did you do it, you know? And I say, hey, you know, it's not something I, nowadays, I mean, I know they have school for it, which is interesting to me, but it's not something that I said, hey, this is, you know, what I want to do when I grow up. It was something that just came to me, and I had to learn to actually embrace it. Why I have it, I don't know. I think it's a part of all of us that, you know, like any gift or any talent, can be sort of tapped into, and you can learn how to use it. So my main goal, you know, and listen, anytime any of you out there want to see a psychic or a medium, you know, do your research. And, you know, it's a shame that some, you know, it's gotten kind of a bad rap over the years, you know, but somebody that's good, you know, should never instill fear and understand that, you know, especially when I do my readings, you know, we all have choices. And I'm a very strong believer in vibrations, meaning our energy level and creating. I think a lot of what happens in our future obviously is based on our past, the energy we're emitting, the vibration we're creating. It's basically the law of attraction in a big way. And sure, there are karmic things I think we're meant to do in life and hopefully reach that level. And that's why we have lessons to learn. And I hope I'm not boring everybody out there, blah, blah, blah. anyways, I've got a few callers, and I'm definitely going to get some callers. Seem to have a good friend slash client of mine as a guest for a few minutes, but I don't see her on the line. I don't know why. She's a wonderful artist that is currently in Palm Desert now and just a wonderful person. Hopefully she will call in, but I will definitely get to some callers. And if we could keep it to one question, that would be great. I could go on and on with everybody because things just flow for me. On a different level, you know, kind of we had an earthquake in California. There's definitely some major shifts coming globally, I think, but especially in the United States. So it's been an interesting energy. I'm trying to think. I think the moon is in, I want to say, oh, don't quote me. I have to call my astrologer friend. I want to say the moon is in, is it Scorpio or Leo? I don't know. It's just, it feels like that. But, yeah, well, stay tuned. You know, I definitely have specials for Blog Talk Radio listeners. So if you contact me via my website, I do offer a special mini session. You know, I've kept my session prices the same for 20 years. And, you know, people even say, why have you not? You know, so-and-so is this much and so-and-so is that much. And I like to make it available to everyone because I like to work with people. I have clients for literally 20 years. You know, it's almost like somewhat life coaching as well. I work with them. We see what's coming in, what areas they can focus on, et cetera, et cetera. So Yeah, and hopefully I'll be on VH1 Couples Therapy again. I think they're doing a spinoff, so I'm waiting to hear on that, and a lot of fun. So why don't I start getting to callers? I wonder if somebody is, I'm feeling Florida for some reason as I'm talking. Sometimes I like pick up stuff about callers before I even get to them. And I don't know why I'm also hearing the name Sarah. I don't know. But let's get to our first caller and see what's going on. And here we go. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, it's Sherry. How are you?
Hi, is this, you said Sherry?
Yes.
Oh, hi. That's so funny. I'm like, I'm feeling Sarah, but I could be. Hi, Sherry.
Sarah's good.
Hi, close, but no, it's close enough. Any connection to Florida? Because I'm going, why am I here in Florida?
I could totally move there.
What's going on, Sherry? What's your question tonight?
Interested in what you see for a companion or mate or anything in the love department. And if they're in Florida, that's awesome.
I keep hearing Florida. I'm like interested to see which caller is like that connected something around Florida. I feel like, Sherry, you're entering a new time. It feels like, for lack of a better word, you had to really get over an ex, or there was a lot of, you've been through a lot and you're very strong energy. But I think you're ready.
Right.
So it feels like what I'm hearing is your time is your due for sure. I'm very drawn to November, but I also want to caution you on somebody that's still lingering from the past that I don't want to hold you back because it feels like it's possibly like an in and out energy. They're not quite clear. As far as going full forward with commitment. So I do want to caution you on that. Does that make sense?
Sort of. I got into the scene. I went on one date, and it was kind of weird. And so I kind of let that go, and maybe they have not.
Okay. I'm also very drawn to, and I want you to remember this name. It's a D initial. So it's like a D-A, so it's possibly Dan or David, very drawn to that initial and that name. And we'll be connected to the Southwest. Where are you? Where's your location, Sherry?
Texas.
I didn't know that, but yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so he's in your region, like right now. Probably kind of Dallas area.
Okay,
so I feel like he's coming in soon, but keep doing what you're doing. I do feel like you're putting yourself out there. So, and on a side note, and I'm going to take the next caller. I don't want to go too long, but on a side note, you've got some changes coming around work as well, which will...
Okay.
Directly affect relationship in a good way.
Oh, good, because I'm taking on a couple new projects that I'm really happy to be a part of. So,
yeah, so there's a lot of new energy coming, and that's in about 8 weeks. So good luck, and stay in touch, and, anytime you want to follow up, contact me on my website. All my info's on there.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sherry. Have a good night. Good luck.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was Texas in the house. I love Texas. I don't know if I could live in Texas, though. You know, everybody's energy actually does well in certain geographical locations. Like, I never knew New York is in Capricorn, which makes sense because it's very business-driven. Los Angeles is in Virgo, which obviously is beauty, and I think also Aries. So people are very driven here and very, but a lot of it's based on aesthetics and beauty. So always an interesting little fact I like to, you know, you go some places and you just don't feel like you vibe there. And it's so true. It's like feng shui. And sometimes you need to change your location. Okay, let me get the next caller. There we go. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Kay.
Kay. Hi, Kay. How are you tonight?
Doing good, thank you. I like somebody, and I'm wondering if they're interested in moving forward with me.
Okay. Okay, tell me your location. Are you East Coast?
New York.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me if you can tell me his first name. Why do I keep hearing M?
Yes, it's M.
Okay. There's a little hesitancy. Okay, I feel like he's been kind of hurt in the past relationship, but that doesn't mean it's a no. But the thing is, he's very much needs to be kind of the pursuer.
Okay.
So I feel like you need to pull back a little bit and he'll come around. I do this a lot with my clients. It's called kind of shifting the energy because I don't want you to scare him away. He definitely, I'm hearing in time and patience with him. And there is some family stuff around him. I feel like he, if it hasn't come around, he's dealing with, or he will be.
Okay.
How old are you, Kay?
I'm over 30.
We don't have to divulge our true age, but okay. Because I'm feeling like I kind of go to 34. Okay? I go to 34 as turning point, major change. I just keep hearing 34. So if you're over 34, did you have a change at 34? You're not quite there.
So, okay.
Okay, so 34 is relationship, all about, it's something coming together. But he's going to be back, going to be back around. I'm not getting a no on it. I'm just hearing patience. But there's also going, and I have to tell you, there's also, and it's interesting because it's another M initial coming in as well. And I do feel like you're going to have a decision or a choice. Because one is a little more ready for the relationship. And I don't think that Matt is at this point. But that doesn't mean it can't change. So just be patient,
okay.
You know, pull the energy back and you'll see a major change. And I'm very drawn to, like, December as a big turning point for you and relationships moving forward, things shifting. So hang in there and keep me posted.
Thank you. I just won't contact him then.
Yeah, let him come around. He will. Just because there is definitely an interest there. So just be patient and let him be the person. Yep. All right, Kay. Well, good luck and keep me posted.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night. Yeah, relationships are, gosh, it's interesting. You know, people always ask, well, you know, is he the one? Is he the one? And here's the thing. I mean, you know, we have a lot of different soulmates. It's all, you know, there's different levels of compatibility and things can constantly shift and spiritually shift. And somebody can be on one level and you're kind of a teacher on this level. And then you know, you come together for very specific reasons, but things can shift rapidly based on, you know, all we can control is our own actions, and that creates different reactions. Obviously, we can't change somebody per se directly, but we can indirectly, and then that can make a huge difference. And then there's people that come in where you're kind of on par, and that's when relationships are, you know, a lot easier and flow more. And so it's like I said in the beginning of the show, you know, it's all choices. It's all what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to do for love? Let's see if we get a business question in here. Not that I don't like relationships, but sometimes business questions are always easier because there's just emotion involved. Okay, we've got a 347 about here. Hi, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. This is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, but I really would love to move to Florida. And I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Well, what's going on, Tanika?
I would like to hear from you about love life. Someone from my past that I had really deep feelings for. We worked together, fell in love really deeply, separated, still think of him. We talked about marriage and future together. Haven't heard from him. So I tried to start dating. This Sunday I hung out with someone, and I thought stuff went great, but I haven't heard from him since either. So just wanted to kind of hear about love and relationship.
Wow. Well, firstly, you know, I'm also a medium. I have to tell you, there's a man on the other side very strongly around you. Feel like it's a grandfather energy. So I gotta tell you that. Were you not close with your grandfather?
I didn't know him until he was a lot older. I got to meet him before he passed away. I met him when I was around, I think, like 10 or 11.
Okay.
Or 12.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. He's coming around for some reason and saying something is really important about next month in your family. I just want to share that with you. So we're talking July. So just on a side note, that's coming through. But I'm focusing on your love life. And here's the thing. How long has it been since you spoke to this guy?
It's been 2 years. We separated August 2014.
Yeah, because I'm hearing first year went through something, second year. Wow. He's still dealing with some remnants from his past. But you will hear from him. You will hear from him. However, there's like a new love also in the picture. And I'm very drawn to a C initial with you. Like a Chris, Christopher or Chris, either first or last name. So I want you to hold on to that and look out for that. But I feel like this guy from the past is a very strong karmic soulmate for you. And he will reach out to you, and I feel like it should be, it is this year.
Do you see, like, a future with me and him?
I
did love him
a
lot.
Yeah, there's a very strong possibility. Is he connected to Chicago? Why am I? I'm very drawn to the Chicago region or north in your future.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, just remember that. I'm very, very drawn to, I just keep hearing north. It's another city, so it definitely feels like Chicago area for you in the future, if that's any help. But he will reach out. And does he know how to contact you?
He had my number. I don't really use Facebook, and he knew where I lived. I don't know if he still has my number or even remembers how to get to me or anything, but I don't have any websites where...
Yeah, I feel like you're kind of off the grid.
Yeah.
That's why I asked. I feel like he may you may need to reach out to him. And I usually don't say that. I
oh
really
my God,
don't.
He broke my heart. I can't. He broke my heart so bad. Like,
I feel like he wants to, but it's like, I don't know if he doesn't have your number or something happened to a phone or something. He doesn't, like, and you're off the grid, because I see him going online looking for you, searching on Facebook. He didn't find you, looking. So, yeah, I got to tell you, I think if you want it to happen, you're going to have to reach out.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, I feel like he has, because I'm hearing a year, and I feel like it's been a year since he's been trying to kind of find you.
I have a Facebook page that he could message me on. It's private, but I think he can still send a message. And he knows where I live, but he broke my heart, like, really bad.
Okay. Did he cheat? Was that the issue?
I think it was a mixture of that, and, like, maybe he got scared, and also we're from different racial backgrounds. I don't know if his family influenced him with that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened.
I think he just nailed it. I mean, a combination of things, but I think his maturity has, you know, he's evolved. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of urging you to maybe just reach out a little and just say, hey, how are you? You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, anything deep, but.
Do you see, like, children in marriage with me and him? I don't have children yet, and we talked about it, and I don't know if he does yet.
I don't think he does, and yeah, I mean, I see this as, I wouldn't tell you to reach out to him if I didn't, you know what I mean, if I didn't see it there, I wouldn't tell you,
oh
I'd be
God.
Like, no, run, go the other way, but I definitely feel like there's a very strong connection there, so, and I feel like there's a time window, meaning it's got to be this year, or else you guys will be in, so go ahead and just reach out. Got nothing to lose.
Oh, my God. And this new guy I hung out with Sunday, his name is Aris. Do you see anything like developing? No?
I mean, he feels nice enough. I'm not getting a strong energy on that. No. Mm-mm. Did he
okay.
wow you?
Did he wow you? Or?
I mean,
at first, and I thought I wowed him, but I think that he is, like, out there still maybe trying to date a little, and I think he's distracted, and I thought by now he would have contacted me, but he didn't. I mean, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, there's a bit of a, like, all-over-the-place energy with him. I'm not quite trusting it. He doesn't feel, like, genuine. And that's actually, I got to tell you, something you've got to look out for with the guys that you're bringing around you. You know, I don't want to say players, but they're kind of got this, that you've got this, you know, energy with that. It's a karmic thing. And the more you're aware of it, you can kind of put it in the past and move forward. But that's sort of what I'm feeling, you know, very charismatic men that are very charming and everything else, but you know, just
I know,
not
I don't
gen-
know how to stop, right? And I don't know how to stop that. I really don't know how to stop that and, like, attract the good ones, you know, like.
Well, just, you know, don't linger too long on the ones that aren't and be open to other kind of personalities, you know? So.
Yeah.
Do something kind of opposite or date somebody that you might not be immediately physically attracted, you know, and give them a chance because that'll kind of shift things for you. But, well, keep me posted, but I urge you to reach out to the one.
His name is Nick. His name is Nick. Like, I hope he finds me. Like, I wanted him to kind of, like, come back into my life as a man and, like, you know, I don't want to chase a guy. Like, I was hoping that love would, like, make him not be able to stay away any longer. But that's why, like, his name is Nick. And, like, I was hoping that by now, because I feel awkward about
him. No, don't. You know what? Don't. I really do feel like he's kind of, you know, sometimes met, like, just say a hello. It doesn't have to be deep. Okay. You know?
So
yeah. Will you be on next Friday?
I'm going to try to do a regular show every week this time. So keep me posted. I also have a special for Blog Talk listeners if you want to do that at any point. So I wish you the best, and let me know.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Love, isn't love grand? Okay, here we go. Let's take 408. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hey Lynn, hi. This is Ola.
Hi, what's your name?
Ola, O-L-A.
Oh, what a cool name. Well, you've got a super creative energy around you.
Yes.
I have to tell you, are you an artist or do you create something?
No, but everyone tells me that. That's what kind of my question is. Which you picked up on this, which is awesome. I'm actually looking for my work contract is coming up. It's actually supposed to be up already, but they keep extending it. But I'm looking for another job that's more creative. I have some interviews coming up. I was wondering if you see anything coming from those interviews. That's it. Yeah.
Well, definitely, and it's definitely time to move on in your job, and you're going to notice your future opportunities more and more on the creative end.
Cool.
So that's exactly why I picked it up, and that's what's going on. And eventually, you are meant to have your own sort of business, because your energy around that is very, very strong. I see you creating a website.
I have two.
Yeah. So just you're exactly on the right path, doing exactly what you need to, and it's going to happen. So, yeah, super, super strong. It was like, boom, first thing I heard. So, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. And, because don't get stuck where you are. And I don't see you doing that. And I think there's going to be at least three opportunities that you'll have to choose from.
Oh, cool. You think this month or?
It's within like 8 weeks.
8 weeks. Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you
we'll
so much.
You're
oh,
welcome.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I mean, her energy was super, super, super creative. I am so upset my friend didn't call. She has such a great energy, and she's an artist. I used to be my neighbor in Malibu, and it was just, it's just such a nice, kind of thing, because when I met her, she was totally on a different path, and I just, like this last caller, just saw creativity and art, and she had done art years ago, and then I said, no, that's like what you got to get going, and their art has just flourished and is doing amazing. So I always clients on from time to time to talk about, look, when you go see a psychic, it's not always just for validation for what's happening, because we can validate ourselves. It's also to guide you and help you and hopefully enrich your path. So I'm going to try to do a show every Friday, people. But my website is up, and I do, like I said, I have a special only for Blog Talk Radio listeners. Contact me. My sessions are half hour, 45 minute, or an hour. And like I said, I do have that $50 special, and I promise you it's worth it. And if you're not satisfied, well, I'm always about refunds. I've never had a refund request in 25 years, so I wish you all a wonderful night. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. And have a happy weekend. Take care.